And now the book of Romans, chapter 1, I begin reading at verse number 13. But before we read, I want us to pause in a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the church and the Bible and the privilege and opportunity that we have to worship together today. It is now our prayer that the Holy Spirit would take complete charge, have complete right of way in every heart and in every life. Anoint these lips of clay that they might speak the wonderful words of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 13. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let or hindered hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Would you read with me verse 16 aloud? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Paul states a part of his credo for life in verse 16, in the words, I am not ashamed. Why would there have been any reason for Paul to have been ashamed? He was writing to and hoping to visit the church in Rome. Now, Rome was called the Eternal City. It was the mistress of the world. The glory, the pomp, the beauty, the wealth, the power of all the world was centered in Paul's day in Rome. Paul was going to Rome to preach about a despised Jew called Jesus of Nazareth. I can imagine that the Romans would laugh at such an idea, that a despised Jew could be the Savior of the world. And yet, Paul declared, I am not ashamed. This morning, I would speak to you about three things. First, I am not ashamed of our Christian heritage. I am not ashamed that many years ago a little company set sail across the vast Atlantic Ocean to pioneer the way, to found a nation, to build a country, to exercise religious freedom. And may I say to you today, if our religious freedom is taken away from us, we are doomed. I am not ashamed of Plymouth Rock, our forefathers who braved the winters, who buried their dead with a hope of a resurrection. As I stood this week, and as I sat this week, and heard preachers from all over the United States, when I saw more than 60 people walk across the stage of the Grand Prairie High School auditorium to receive their degrees from seminary and the junior college, I said to myself, I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed of the few men who gathered together in 1934 to found what is now the World Baptist Fellowship. I am not ashamed of that glad hour some 5 years later when in an upper room of the First Baptist Church in downtown Fort Worth, the old building, and another era that is past. I am not ashamed that Dr. J. Frank Norris and Dr. Louis Ensminger founded and established and built the old Fundamental Baptist Bible Institute that is now called, a part of it, the Bible Baptist Seminary. I am not ashamed to confess to the world today that I am a part of the World Baptist Fellowship, a fellowship of sister churches all over the world proclaiming the gospel of redeeming grace. We are not very old. This thing has come into existence since most of you were born. But my, how far the World Baptist Fellowship and the Bible Baptist Seminary have come. If you don't believe that they've come a long way, you should have seen them when they started. Just a few. The first year, only, I believe it was one graduate, and then two or three or four. God has been so good. So I say to you this morning that I'm not ashamed to be an independent, fundamental Baptist in the world today. I say that not to cast any reflection on any group, because I am of this persuasion that God is doing business in a whole lot of places today. And I'm persuaded of something else. When, oh happy hour, when, oh blessed moment, when we get to heaven, God is not going to be nearly so concerned about which group we came from as he is about how many we brought with us. I am not ashamed of my heritage. I was born in a Christian home, in a pastor's home. I was brought up in an independent Bible-believing church. I was ordained there. I was baptized there. I was sent to school from there. And I am not ashamed to tell the world what my colors are this morning. Secondly, I am not ashamed of the ministry and program of our church. I thank God for Worth Baptist Church. For these going into 11 years that I have served as your pastor, I want you to know that I've never been ashamed to stand up in any meeting, anywhere, at any time, and say, I am pastor of Worth Baptist Church. I am not ashamed of the program and the ministry of this church. I am not ashamed of the Bible that we teach in all of our Sunday school. I'm not ashamed of the old-fashioned songs of Zion that this choir lifts forth to God. I am not ashamed of the message that goes forth from this platform and this pulpit week after week, month after month, year after year. I am not ashamed to meet any of you in any business place in this city, and you call me your pastor, and I call you my member. I am not ashamed of it. I rejoiced the other morning when I saw those many missionary families come across the platform. And I said to myself, I'm not ashamed that we are investing money in these families. I saw them from Mexico, from Spain, from Central America, from Brazil, from the islands and the continents, and the countries around the world. And I said, I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed. In fact, I, with Paul, am proud that Worth Baptist Church led the way in mission giving to the World Baptist Fellowship this last year. I am not ashamed to be a part of a seminary that is teaching the whole English Bible. Our commencement speaker, Dr. Tom Malone, from another Baptist group in Michigan, in his commencement address, held up 10 fingers. And he said, I can count on my fingers, and he's a school man and has a school in his church and has pastored for 30 or 35 years. I can count on my hands, my fingers, the schools in America that are still true to the Word of God. And I said, I am not ashamed of the Bible Baptist Seminary. I'm not ashamed of the fact that of the 10 largest churches in America, 5 of them are pastored by graduates of the Bible Baptist Seminary. I am not ashamed of that. I am not ashamed that we are sending out from our school and through our church young men to build churches all over America. I rejoiced Wednesday night when we had several of those young men who've gone out from our church to visit with us. And I was proud to have them stand up and speak to our people as to where they were and what they were doing for Christ. I say to you today, I am not ashamed of the ministry and the program of this church. And thirdly, I say to you this morning, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I see him despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. I see that he was smitten and afflicted, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. I see him in my mind's eye as he makes his way to the summit of Calvary, bearing the old rugged cross. I see the spittle and the blood that flows down his face. And I'm not ashamed of my Savior. I see the wounds in his hands. And I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ. I see the thorns about his brow, and I'm not ashamed of my Savior. I know, and you know, that the world has laughed, the world has mocked, the world has criticized, the world has blasphemed. But I believe you can say with me today, I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed of the gospel. What is the gospel? It's the good news, the glad tidings that Jesus Christ died for a sinful world. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed to be called a follower of Christ. I'm not ashamed to be called a disciple. I'm not ashamed to be called a Baptist. I'm not ashamed to talk about and tell about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. For this is the gospel, how he died according to the scriptures, how that he was buried, how that on the morning of the third day, he was raised according to the scriptures. If you ever reach the time in your life that you are ashamed of the preaching of the gospel, I will have to say to you, you must find somewhere else to worship. For this is the heart. This is the substance. This is the core. This is the lifeline of Worth Baptist Church, the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of it. Are you? Let me hear it if you are not. Are you ashamed of the gospel? No, you're not ashamed of the only way of salvation for a lost and dying world. You know, they accuse us conservatives of being slaughterhouse Christians, blood Christians. And I am first to admit my guilt. I do believe I am a slaughterhouse Christian. For I believe without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Amen. I am not ashamed of this gospel that is coined in this blessed, inspired, and holy book. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Why, I never thought about it that way, hardly. It is the dynamite of God. I know God used his power and his omnipotence to bring the world into existence. I know that God created the world with his power. Brother Martin asked me this morning, did I read the Reader's Digest of this last issue, how that somebody fed all of these statistics and all these figures and all these questions and inquiries as to how the world was created and how everything came into existence into a computer, and the computer read out, turned to the book of Genesis. I like that. And I'm not ashamed to tell you this morning that I believe every word of the Bible. Amen. And I believe it's literally true. And I preach that it is. Turn to Genesis. You want to find out the answer? Turn to the book of God. I'm not ashamed. I know it took God's power to put all of these things in place. But beloved, if you want to see the power of God, look at the gospel. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. There's no other salvation but his. Salvation to every one that believeth. Oh, I'm glad it's that way. To everyone that believeth. It was offered first to the Jew, Israel, and then to everybody. I am not ashamed of my Christian heritage. I am not ashamed of my church. And I am not ashamed of my Savior. Longfellow could take a blank piece of paper and write on it a poem and make it worth $10,000. They call it genius. Rockefeller can take a blank piece of paper and sign his name to it and make it worth millions. They call it capital. The manufacturer can take raw materials and bring them together and make a huge profit. They call it skill. The artist can take a 50-cent canvas and paint a picture on it and make it worth $1,000,000. They call it art. But wait. My God can take a hell-bound, hopeless, helpless, worthless, sinful creature and wash him in the blood of Jesus Christ and make him a child of heaven and call it salvation. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us stand for our prayer. Our Father, we pray this morning the Holy Spirit to take charge in this invitation. We confess to Thee we do not know how to give an invitation. We do not know how to word it. We do not know how to say it. We do not know how to make the appeal. But dear God, I pray the Holy Spirit would speak. The Holy Spirit would arouse and arrest and pierce and delve deeply into the hearts of every person here. Dear God, I pray that this service would bring honor and glory to the name of Christ. Through this invitation, that man or woman, boy or girl, without the Savior, may they come today to trust Him. Those who need to come with a prayer in their hearts, may they come to this altar. Those who need to come and identify with this church, may they come and identify today. May the Holy Spirit take over, take charge, move in the hearts of men and women and boys and girls here today, is our prayer in Jesus' name.